Hello, my name's Jimmy Carr and I'm a stand-up comedian and I've had an amazing 2025 travelling the world telling jokes. And you, the audience, have been a huge part of those shows because I love a heckle. So these are my favourite heckle moments from 2025. This is Jimmy Carr, Roadkill. Enjoy.
Mr. Bean wants his suit back.
I think every individual item in my outfit this evening is fine. The jacket's fine, the tie's fine, the shirt's fine, the trousers are fine. Together, fucking nailed it, yeah. Curses. Ha
ha! Yeah, you're not that attractive.
Of course, the... What, sorry?
I said you're not that attractive.
I'm not that attractive. You know I can see you. I mean, no offence, madam, but you're a Reno 4. That's an LA one. If you ever go to New York, you're trans.
Where's Virgil?
What, sorry?
Where's Virgil?
Where's Virgil? It's okay, I did say ask me anything. This guy's taking it fucking literally. He's on the lookout for a fella called Virgil. The fuck is that a reference to?
Thunderbirds.
Thunderbirds? That's quite an old reference, isn't it? What? I'm not the guy from Quantum Leap. I haven't just arrived in the late 70s. The Thunderbirds, the 70s TV show, 60s TV show. Yeah. Okay, I look a bit like a Thunderbird. Gotcha. Just say that. No one's disagreeing, by the way. I could do Captain Scarlet, the remake, couldn't I? It was always the legs that were a bit odd on Thunderbirds. The puppets could, they could do the head, they could do the arms all right, but, whoa. Thunderbirds was, it was basically a kids' TV show where everyone had Parkinson's. We're going to save the world. Should we not work on a cure for this? No, no, save the world.
Who do you need your suit off?
What, sorry?
Who do you need your suit off?
Who do you get your suit off? Don't fucking... No! You sound objectionably northern.
Turn-ups on your suit?
A two-inch turn-up, yes.
Turn-ups on your suit, so it must be for somebody else.
No, that's... That's how a suit is cut, sir. I don't know if you're aware, but you've come dressed by Primark. I mean, there's no fucking... I don't want to be a dick about it, but you look like a potato still in the sack. Hang on. What's that?
How many times have you worn those shoes?
How many times have I worn these shoes? I would say, I think they're quite a recent purchase, so... What? What, sorry?
Fresh out of the box?
They are not fresh out of the box. No, unlike your fingers, I'd imagine. Hey. She's probably been sat there stabbing the cat. That's an expression.
Gay Nazi.
Gay Nazi. Weirdly, I don't do many impressions. One of the very few impressions I can do is a gay Nazi.
Yes, good, yeah.
No, stop. Papers, please. This is a very good photo of you. I don't know why, but if I do the German accent, I sound like a predatory homosexual. It's a gift.
You look like a pocket pussy modeled after Hitler.
I look like a...
pocket pussy modeled after Hitler.
I look like a pocket pussy modeled after Hitler. Well, I know who Hitler is. I don't know what a pocket pussy is. A pocket pussy. The fuck is... it's a what? It's a sex toy called a pocket pussy. Is it like a fleshlight? Like a... what? It's a fleshlight. It's... well, there's a new name for fleshlight. It's a pocket pussy. Wow. I know you can get... you can now get a vagina in a can. Yeah. You can get a vagina in a can. I mean, it's messy and the girl invariably dies, but you can do it. I look like a pocket pussy version of Hitler. Well, I've no idea what to... Are you saying you do want to fuck me or not? I don't... I'd go and fuck myself, presumably. Hitler's a weird one to talk about, isn't it? Because Hitler is judged very harshly by history. But he did kill Hitler. That's something, isn't it? Yeah. I mean, they say people get more right-wing as they get older. Good thing Hitler died when he did. How did the Germans ever fall for Hitler? Have you seen the footage of the Nuremberg rallies? So many red flags. Actually, my favourite quote of all time is, if you stare long enough into the abyss will stare back into you. That's Friedrich Nietzsche from his essay, How to Eat Pussy. Bit of bathos for you. Enjoy yourselves. Okay, well, I mean, everyone here is just... okay. I'll look up pocket pussies later on. Great. Why is it so much creepier? Well, it's so much creepier, isn't it? If a girl has a vibrator in her bedside table, ooh, saucy, bit of fun. If a guy's got a fucking pocket pussy, it's a fucking sociopath, isn't it? I've been fucking this bit of plastic. I've been putting my dick in this. I've been putting my dick in this pocket pussy. But ladies, all day long, you're fine. You've got to plug this one in. You just gave me a look like mine is powerful. Kind of be. There's guys on the roads that couldn't handle what I'm using. The fucking Hitachi massager.
Have you paid for your teeth yet?
Have I paid for my teeth? Sir, you paid for my teeth. I mean, kinda. It's a weird thing. I had all my teeth done like in the same day. And obviously, all fucking veneers and caps and things. But I got them all done in one day. And like, even the dentist went, well, that's sort of a mouth rape. His words, not mine. And so what they did, well, you go in at like, I don't know, 8 in the morning or whatever it is. And they, intravenously, they gave me Rohypnol. That's what it's for. It wasn't marketed as a date rape drug. They have, like, they're... there is a medical purpose, right? So it doesn't knock you out. It's not like a general anesthetic, but it's like you're kind of super hazy, like a dreamlike state. And then, you know, they did all the dental work, and it's like uncomfortable but not painful. And you kind of come to 12 hours later. But the next day, oh, my ass.
What's your greatest comeback? Your tax rebate or your hairline?
There was a pause in the middle of that, like almost a stutter. No one was expecting great things. And you fucking powered through. Fucking funny heckle, well played. Nice to see. Obviously, if you want my comeback, you'll have to scrape it off your mum's teeth. Classic.
What's the best heckle you've ever had?
Well, I remember once I got heckled by a guy whose balls dropped midway through the heckle. Yeah. He was two words into a heckle and he hit puberty. What's the worst heckle you've ever had? Oh, Mum, I feel strange. I've done a white wee wee.
Why do I laugh backwards? I mean, that is a great question. I have a theory on this. Okay, now, I can't swear to it, but you've all seen the movie Aladdin, right? And the guy rubs the lamp and the genie comes out and he grants the kid a wish. Now, obviously, the genie is from the Middle East, right? Alibaba and the 40 Thieves, it's all that kind of thing, right? So there's going to be a language barrier. I think at some point I met a genie and I got a wish. And now, there's been a mix-up in translation, and instead of being hung like a donkey, I laugh like one.
Please, you wouldn't last in prison!
What, sorry?
You wouldn't last in prison!
I wouldn't last in prison. And you think that's news to me? What? You're sitting up there going,
oh, yeah, this guy thinks he'd fucking rule the prison. I don't think he'd get on well at all.
Whereas I imagine you are a gentle and sensitive lover.
Ah, I'm not going to put up a fight. He'll only fucking tear it. This has to last me 5 years.
Jimmy?
Yeah?
What's your death row meal?
What's my death row meal? Yeah. I would eat you out. That or nuggets. See what I'm in the mood for.
So excited, just got out prison this afternoon and straight here. Who's just got out of prison? What's your name, my friend?
Nick.
What's your name?
Nick.
Nick, good name for a thief. Or Rob. What were you in for, Nick?
Actually, a therapist.
What, sorry?
Therapist.
You're the rapist, you mean? It's pronounced the rapist, not therapist. We don't send therapists to jail. Are you a therapist working in a prison?
Yes, sir.
Well, that makes more sense. it's God's work you're doing. Fucking, there's too much of prison is about punishment. Fine, punishment. But it should be about rehabilitation. You're doing your bit. Fucking fair play to you. Good luck, man. Good luck. Hmm?
Why are you afraid of ice?
Am I afraid of ice? Well, look, here's the thing about ice, right? It's unnecessary. The thing that annoys me about it is unnecessary. Guys in masks do not need to be kicking in fucking doors and scaring people. What we need to do is they need to chill the fuck out. ICE need to stay in the office and they need to order DoorDash.
And when the guy arrives with the pad thai, they say, could you come inside for a second? We have a couple of questions. I'm worried that that's a joke and also probably now their policy if they see this. Does anyone here work in the emergency services? Any first responders?
Yes.
Oh, a few? Go on, what do you do?
I help victims of crime.
You're a what? What was it?
Oh, I help victims of crime.
You help victims of crime, and you think you're a first responder? This is like a dinner lady thinking she's a chef. What the fuck are you talking about? What are you, the fucking 15th emergency service? You fucking nip round for a cup of tea and some biscuits 4 days later. What the fuck are you talking about? You'll be the victim of a crime if you don't fucking wind your neck in. I don't know. So what, you help, how soon do you see them after the crime's happened?
We speak, the next day.
You speak the next day? You just like a fucking gossip. Oh, go on, what happens? I'm listening. Oh, good. I'm sure that's a valuable thing, but I'm really looking for someone that does like CPR or that kind of thing. Anyone? Yeah, go on. What do you do?
Police officer.
You're a police officer? Don't have a fucking word. Actually, thinking about it, turning up the day after it's happened is exactly what they fucking do. We can't do anything. There's your crime number. Someone had their hand up over there. That's very polite. Go on.
Would you rather...
Yes.
...have legs as short as your fingers or fingers as long as your legs?
Legs as short as my fingers would... I mean... My dick would look amazing. Oh, fucking hell, this guy's packing heat. He's got a dick that goes halfway down his legs. You'd like that, wouldn't you? Sex with who? The world's cutest monkey or the world's ugliest lady? Is this from you again? Do you know the answer to this? I'm going to fucking test you again because you were terrible at the last one. World's cutest monkey or ugliest lady? It's a very easy question. What are you going to go with? He can't sleep with his mum. How dare you suggest his mum is a monkey? Is your mum a monkey? What do you think? What would you go with?
The cutest monkey for something new?
The cutest monkey? You've gone bestiality. Wrong answer. Madam, are you're his other half, yeah? You have made a lovely effort this evening. You got all dressed up, you've done your makeup, got your earrings in, you washed your hair, you look fantastic. You, though it turns out, don't need to make a fucking effort. I'm sure you've had a bikini wax this week. Make yourself look all nice for him. No need. He would fuck a monkey. When did my mum stop being a prostitute? When she dies. I mean, not immediately after. We still got a few weeks out of it. I knew you. One of the more specialist clientele.
How do I get my husband to ride horses with me? He says, if it has a bigger penis than him, it's a no. He's afraid of it. My name is Marky, by the way. Where's Marky? Where are you, Marky?
Right here.
Hi, Marky. Is your husband here?
Yep,
right here. Yo.
Please don't be frightened of me. I call my penis Richard. It's the longer form of dick. You're in America. You're an American. Go and ride a fucking horse, cowboy. What are you doing? Get out there in nature. Why don't you want to ride a horse? You're afraid the horse is going to tip over and dick slap you. So your fear is having a fucking brilliant anecdote. Fucking get out there, live your life. Also, you're here this evening, right? You're having fun, you're watching me. Great. I don't know whose idea that was, but relationships. You asked earlier about relationships. It's give and take, right? You want to do your stuff, watch the game, go to the game, have a cookout, whatever your thing is. Great. She wants to go horse riding. Take her fucking horse riding, and then you do your thing. That seems reasonable. Scared of things with bigger dicks. Racist.
What's it like being famous?
Excellent. No complaints. I tell you what it's like being famous. It's like you live in a lovely little village, right? It's very friendly, but you've got Alzheimer's. It is, because everyone knows you, and you don't recognise any company.
Would you have gone Trump or Biden?
Would I have gone Trump or Biden? It's a very good question. It's kind of difficult these days because, I mean, Biden, how will he be remembered? Well, not by him. Right? Most presidents are worried about their legacy. He's going, whose legacy? Genuine question. At what point does the amount of spray tan Donald Trump is using become blackface? I think he's 30 seconds in a tanning booth away from being Robert Downey Jr. in Tropic Thunder.
Thoughts on Will Smith, Jimmy?
What, sorry?
What's your thoughts on Will Smith?
My thoughts on Will Smith, I think he may be the greatest actor that has ever lived because for 30 years, he convinced the world he is a nice guy. Turns out he's a cunt. Yes, so Chris Rock, who's maybe the greatest comedian living, Chris Rock. I think Chris Rock's incredible, and he went to the Oscars, and, you know, he got starstruck.
How do you feel about Ozzy Osbourne dying?
How do I feel about it? I'm, you know, sad. I think he had a pretty... Like, he didn't have a very long life, but considering the amount of gear he did fucking well. It's like it's all, you know, it's all relative. I mean, fucking hell, he packed a lot in. Jesus. It's a lot of gear. But sad. I feel bad for Hulk Hogan, because he sort of died in the same news cycle, and people went, I couldn't give a fuck.
That feels a bit harsh, because fucking Hulk... I don't even know what Hulk Hogan died of. I presume a chair to the back of the head. Do you think when they took him to The Undertaker, it was... The Undertaker? Bonnie Blue. Well, Bonnie Blue is the OnlyFans adult star who slept with 1,000 men in one day. And you know what? I try and be very sex positive. I don't try and ridicule anyone. It's quite an achievement. But I would say this. I'd say towards the end, it must have been like trying to separate a toasted cheese sandwich. What was P. Diddy's parties like? I'll be honest with you, love, I feel bad for P. Diddy because there's never been a worse name to have in court. Did he? Yeah, he did. He's fine. Obviously, the big controversy at the moment is Donald Trump wants to stop the investigation into Epstein's Island. And I think the reason he wants to do that because he doesn't want people to know he wasn't invited.
Elton John rang
and he wants his suit back. Okay. Let's break down. Because I imagine in your head, in there, you thought they were going to carry you out on there. This has gone well. It made no sense to anyone else. I'm wearing a very dark blue, midnight blue, three-piece suit, right? It's the least flamboyant thing a man could wear. I could wear this to your funeral, which might be sooner than you fucking think, by the way. And no one would look twice. Elton John is a national treasure. He also happens to be a dear friend of mine. Elton tends to be quite flamboyant. I don't know if you know this, but he's gay. We do not dress the same. So what fucking point are you making? You dozy cunt. What was it?
You look like a shit James Bond.
I look like a shit James Bond. I'll take that. I think you've not really got the hang of heckling, have you? Traditionally, you would shout something nasty. Where's the shit James Bond? Yeah. Okay. You look like a little Cabbage Patch doll. Like, no offence to you, sir, but you look like a massive fucking toddler. What's your name? Sean, and what do you do, Sean?
Software.
Of course. And is this the missus? Who are you here with?
Oh, it's pretty.
You're just on your own, are you? Yeah, that story checks out.
Lee Evans is better.
What's that?
Lee Evans is better.
Lee Evans is better. But Lee is... I mean, some people think so. The thing about a sense of humour, I love Lee. He's a mate of mine. He's a great guy. He's all retired from stand-up now, which I always think is a shame. He's wonderful. But here's the thing, right? Lee Evans, it's a matter of taste, isn't it? It's whatever your taste... In comedy, if you think someone's funny, you're right. If you think they're not funny, you're right. Some people would say Lee Evans funnier than me. Some people would say I'm funnier than Lee Evans. But that's a matter of opinion. What's a matter of fact is we're both funnier than you. That's a fact. Take that to the bank. Shout out to Princess Diana. Well, she didn't put an end to landmines, but... Sorry, you're offended by the Princess Diana bit, not the starving kids bit. Check yourself before you wreck yourself. What, sorry?
Did She tried to do what she could.
She tried to do what she could. Genuinely, of all the things in my show, you could take offence at. Princess Diana trying to shut down the arms industry. Fucking what? Fucking hell, yeah. So sad when she died. All London got was a fountain. Still better than Paris. All they got was a slow down sign. Too soon? What, sorry?
What would you have done?
I am doing it. I'm telling jokes.
I think she was telling jokes as well.
Shut the fuck up!
It's okay, my friend. It's okay. Are you talking to him or me? Either works.
We're all fucked up.
We're all fucked up.
Yes.
Yes, but a lot of us aren't as fucked up about Princess Diana as you are. And it's... Can I ask, do you know you're gay? Because if this is how you're finding out, wow. How was the show? I liked it until he made jokes about princesses. Better not say anything about fucking Pocahontas or he'll kick off. There was a kid at my school. Dude, you're not gonna win this. You already won.
No, we already won.
Security? I hope you've had a really fun night, but if you're gonna keep interrupting me, we're gonna evict you from the building. Huh? Okay. I'm glad you came. Hey, guys.
You don't want us to pay. You want your truth.
I blame the alcohol, and not what he's had this evening, but what his mother was drinking when pregnant with him. Have you not? What are we waiting for? I think it's fun. It makes it feel alive. Well, that's all right. You're allowed to fucking shout things out. You're just not allowed to interrupt in the middle of jokes. We're doing jokes. We all get that. It's all right. You've got to go because you're spoiling it for everyone. It's all right. I don't fucking know, it's fine. Stay tuned though, because we have got some offensive jokes coming up. We had barely scratched the surface of offensive. We were doing the warm-up jokes. There's gay guys in going, really? The Princess Diana thing got you? Christ. Is it Prince Harry in a mask? Where do I keep my what? Go on, I missed it. Sorry, man. What was it?
Where do you keep your toaster?
Your toaster!
Where do you keep your toaster?
Where do I keep my toaster? Sorry, I'll just... I'd have to call the staff. He's asking if I'm Protestant. Yeah. No. That is not the God I don't believe in. I don't believe in the proper God. I don't know what to tell you. What, do Protestants keep their toasters in different places? Yeah. So where do the Protestants keep their toasters? In the cupboard. Those heathen cunts. Living like animals. With a toaster in a cupboard. Christ. Well, I guess the Troubles are restarting. I love the fact we called it the Troubles. The Troubles. It was a fucking civil war. Ah, we're having a spot of bother. The Troubles. Nothing too serious. Get your fucking toaster out of that cupboard.
I was really nice to you when you were at school. I don't know why that's getting an R. That could... If this was a movie, the next scene would be a police officer carrying a computer out of my house in a see-through bag. You were really nice to me when I was at school. Okay. Were we at school together?
We were.
We were. What school were you at?
I was at Burnham Grammar.
You were at Burnham Grammar. What's your name?
Corin.
Corin?
I
won't remember you. Of course, everyone remembers the first girl they fingered.
Corin's here!
You're the reason I had to have my shoulder rebuilt. Absolute legend. Were we in the same year, Corin?
You're a little bit older.
I'm a little bit older? Not all of me. Bits of this are brand new.
What's the most offensive joke I've ever heard? It depends what offends you, really. Because there's some jokes that are designed just to have that punch. You know, like what's the difference between jam and marmalade? You can't marmalade your cock up a bird's ass. How do you make a gay fuck a woman? Shit in her cunt. What's the difference between a lentil and a chickpea? Well, I wouldn't pay £200 to have a lentil on me. Nurses? Are you a nurse? Oh, I like nurses. I like nurses. You know why I like nurses? A couple of reasons. Firstly, they've got a great gallows humour, nurses, because they face such difficult things at work, you have to be able to laugh, right? That's a wonderful thing about nurses. The other thing I like about nurses... Yeah, so they can take a joke, that's the first thing. Second thing I like about them, they're all sluts. You got no option but to laugh at that now, have you? he's right. How did I survive the abortion? More like it. Yeah. Not easy. I didn't survive an abortion, but there's a thing called the Dutch. Do you remember the Dutch cap? Does anyone remember the Dutch cap? It's a contraception method from the 70s, which was like a round kind of, you just popped it in your foo-foo, ladies. My mother was an Irish woman from Limerick. She was in London. She moved there in the early 70s, right? And she told me this. I mean, this is more information than I needed, but apparently she just had my brother before. We're kind of Irish twins. And she was trying to put this fucking yoke up a snatch. And as she described it to me, it pinged across the room. And her thought was, eh, fuck it, be all right. And it wasn't.
Did you want your two children?
Did I want them? What? Are you trying to buy my children? Are you...
How much for the children? You even want these children?
Yeah. I like it. Are you a father? What's three?
No.
No. How old are you, mate?
37.
Yeah. Are you with a lady?
Yes.
Where's the lady? She here?
Yes.
Where are you? Give us a wave. Where's the... Hi. Yeah. Man up. Put a baby in that. All joking apart, it's fucking magnificent. It makes every other status game, every other thing you're worried about, look trivial. It's magnificent. There's, you know, there is such a thing as the afterlife, but it's the next generation. Do it.
How old are your kids?
I don't know. I would have to ask the staff. I was joking there. I'm serious with you, man. To have kids is fucking great. It's fun.
Why are you not married after 24 years?
Why am I not married after 24 years? I'm a dreamer, sir. I'm a dreamer. I've always been a dreamer. And I think one day, I could do better. Taylor Swift is getting married. Fucking tremendous. It's great. Well, how long has she been with the guy?
2 years.
What, sorry?
Two years.
You had that on fucking speed dial. 2 years. It's been 2 years and don't you say a fucking bad word about her. I'm secretly hoping it's a working class engagement, not a middle class engagement. That's what I'm hoping. You're all familiar with the difference? Okay, so a middle-class engagement, a white-collar engagement, if you will, is where the man goes down on one knee and he's got the ring in a box, opens the ring box, diamond glimmers in her eyes. Will you make me the happiest man in the world and be my bride? She cries, he cries. It's a cliche, but it works for people. I hope that's not what happened with Taylor Swift. I hope it's the second time, the working-class proposal, which is where the woman, not the man, the woman, pisses on a stick. We're getting married. I think she'll get fucking albums out of that. Be tremendous. Huh?
Do you have a favourite child?
Do I have a favourite child? Yeah. Yeah, it's the... it's my neighbour's hot daughter. Oh, you mean out of my two? Yeah.
Chinese tourist.
What, sorry?
Boring.
Who am I talking to here? Shut up, you fat cunt. Not everyone gets to do that at work. Don't think for one minute I don't realise what a privileged position I'm in. Some of you, in your daily lives, could meet a fat, ugly cunt and just have to deal with it. Not this guy. I can vent. We're going to come back to you a few times in the show. This evening, it's not going to be described as boring for you. No, we'll be talking about type 3 diabetes later. Or whatever it is the fuck you're working on, Jabba. What's your name?
My name's Karina.
Karina, and what do you do, Karina?
I'm a head teacher.
A head teacher? Like,
Oral, don't neglect the balls.
That kind of thing. Just, she got a very loving tap on the back of the head there from the other half. Oh, she's not fucking bad at that either.
What do you do?
I'm a swimming teacher.
You're a student teacher? You're a swimming teacher. Right. Is that the chlorine's done there? Fuck's sake, they put too much in. A swimming teacher? Fucking great job, isn't it? Because you can't fail, can you? Because if they drown, you just go, he wasn't good at it. So sorry, I've got two bits of bad news. What is it? Well, your kid's drowned. And that's a fail. I'm giving him a D. D for drowned. Do they get their money back if the kid drowns? What? How do you teach swimming as well? What do you do? Because ultimately, at some point, you just got to fucking throw them in and go, good luck. All the best, everyone. And what about, is this the other half? You all right, fella? What do you do?
Plumber.
You're a plumber? Of course you are. Did you meet at the pool? Presumably, this heater needs fixing, does it, love? All right, I'll have a look at the pipes. If I could change one thing about my life, what would it be?
The accountant!
I regret nothing.
I still see him. You can only visit once every 2 weeks. And you have to talk through the glass. I miss the good old days. I think the phrase is, like, on regrets, I'll be serious, amor fati is, I believe, the phrase. Amor fati, the lover of fate. You have to love everything about your life because it got you to where you are now. And so regrets are kind of pointless, I think. Amor fati.
It's not me, it's, you know, it's an old philosopher. I like it. Any other?
Gay!
Yeah. I'll take that, it's pretty gay.
That's very much so what an accent meets a speech impediment, isn't it? That's right on the line. It's right on the line.
Now, I think you said, I should have been at my aunt's wedding, but I've come to this. That's what I think you said. But I'll be honest with you, I could have just... You could be auctioning cattle.
Should come to my
You know when you learn to write, you leave a little... I'm sorry, it's probably aspirational, but you leave a little... You leave a little finger space between each word. So it's clear. Well, that's how I talk.
You know what I mean? My hands went and my...
Well, if you're here, who's starting a fight in a fucking car park? The fuck are you thinking?
Stop, collaborate and listen. Ice is back with his brand new invention. Yo, the fuck are you talking about? This'll be good. Go on.
I watched you on Rogan.
You watched me on Rogan?
Why don't the Americans understand British humour?
I think they do.
I don't think they do.
No. You don't think they do? Well, I've toured America, and you haven't, so... Your opinion, very much like your arsehole, full of shit. I suppose it's self-selecting. When I go and play in America, people come out and they see me, and they have fun, and we laugh. But then think about your favourite TV shows, right? Think about things like, I don't know, whether it's Seinfeld or Curb Your Enthusiasm or The Simpsons or Family Guy. So many great bits of culture come out of America. So many fucking incredibly funny things. And stand-up itself is an American medium. When you think about what's America given the world, the Western, jazz music, stand-up comedy. Those are the three gifts
to the world America has bestowed, and they're all fucking excellent.
And Trump.
That falls within comedy. He's certainly been a boon. Who's more woke? I would say probably the Brits at the moment. I think we're a little bit more woke than you right now. There's been something, I don't know if you keep up with the news, but there's been something of a vibe shift. This will interest you. Do you remember the guy that used to host The Apprentice? I don't know if you ever watched the show. He used to be on The Apprentice. He had like a, well, if you, I don't know if you've seen his new show. It's called The News. And it's quite something. If you like cliffhangers and what the fuck moments. So, yeah. What, sorry?
Gulf of America?
What do I think about the Gulf of America? Yeah. Fucking call it what you want. You're in charge. Here's how gangster Britain is, right? Here's how gangster Britain is. Have you ever heard of the country Germany? Yeah? Do you know what they call it? Deutschland. Yeah. No one else calls it that. Because the British went... No, you're not. German. Japan. You ever met a Japanese guy? Yeah? Do you think they call it Japan? They fucking don't. Nippon, if you're interested. That's what they call it. You've never even fucking heard that term. I mean, no wonder we're not getting pronouns right. We don't give a fuck. Why is British food shit? I think it's pretty good. It depends where you go, sir. Where have you been? Where were you in London? You've never been. No.
It just looks like shit.
Well, I mean, we've got Jamie Oliver, and we've got Gordon Ramsay, and we've got Heston Blumenthal, some of the greatest Michelin-starred chefs in the world. You've got, of course, your own. You've got Ronald McDonald and Wendy. And the Burger King. Which I think goes some way towards explaining why you're such a fat cunt. It's all right, he's taken that on the chins. Where are you from?
Italy.
What the fuck are you doing in St. Albans? I've been to Italy. It's lovely. Some offence, St. Albans. And are you Italian as well?
Yeah.
Well, this fucking checks out. How the fuck have you ended up here?
Work?
He's good.
Work?
Yeah.
What?
We live in Hemel Hempstead.
You live in Hemel Hempstead? Now, if that doesn't say Mafia Witness Relocation Programme, I don't know what does. Yes, we're a beautiful young Italian couple. We decide we want to live in Hemel Hempstead. Yes. We've had enough of Florence and Venice and Rome. Hemel Hempstead.
What's the fanciest place you ever wanked?
It's a great question. It's got inherent bathos, hasn't it? It's the fanciest place, and then you've had a wank. It's the sacred and the profane coming together. It's beautiful, sir. And a lovely phrasing as well.
I very much enjoyed you in Oliver.
Oh, where's the fanciest place you've had a wank? Oh. I tell us, Fagin.
Which is just as a safety thing, the people in the row in front of him, if you could just, you know, make sure your handbags aren't left.
He can't help it. He's a fucking cockney urchin.
Fanciest place I've had a wank. I suppose technically I'm in the Mile High Club. I was on my own. Any other questions? Sorry, the guy, that's a street urchin. The Mile High Club is when you have sex in a plane. I imagine the equivalent in Bromley would be the top deck of the bus.
Have you ever stuck a finger up your bum?
Have I ever stuck a finger up my bum? Yeah. That felt like a genuine cry for help. Felt like there's a poor man over there thinking, I really want to put a finger in my bum. I don't know if I should or not. What if I like it? Fucking go for it, man. Live a life. Did I ever try on my girlfriend's knickers? No.
But you did.
Favourite sex position? I like it. I don't know what it's called. What's it called when your penis is in her vagina? I like that one. I think that's good. What's wrong?
I'm gay.
You're gay? Well, I hope you feel seen. You're a gay guy?
Yeah, man.
Okay. Are you a top or a bottom? You're a top? Well, girls have got arseholes too. Fucking live a little, mate. What? Just trying to get him to expand his horizons. And some of your anuses. What do you do for a living, mate?
I'm a bouncer.
You're a bouncer? I'm sure you are, but the other guy's more of a bouncer. I don't need all the specifics. Whereabouts are you a bouncer?
Ipswich.
In Ipswich? Well, like in a club?
Yeah.
Right. Ooh. Fucking hell. Be careful. I had a mate who got AIDS at a club in Ipswich. I'm serious. He got it off a toilet seat. What happened was he sat down before the other guy got up. Oh, we have fun. Go on, you've only... Fuck off, that's... I got game. And a little treat for him. What were you saying? What were you saying? There was...
There's tampons in the men's bathroom down.
Well, what bloody cunt's going to use them? What would I do in a zombie apocalypse? Great question, Roma. I would go to a sports stadium, right? Sports stadiums have got famously great security because they don't want to let people in, right? So you go to like Wembley or something and they've got a big bit of grass in the middle. They've got the director's boxes. They've got the showers. You can get in and out through the underground parking. They've got bollards. So you'd hold up in there, yeah? You get machetes. Machetes don't run out of bullets. You're fucking off to the races. I'm quite looking forward to it if it happens. What would you do?
I don't know, I managed to fit in my grandma's dryer once. So probably...
You managed to fit in your grandma's dryer once? I would say Roma's plan for a zombie apocalypse is the first 20 minutes she's set. First 20 minutes she's in a dryer going, right. As soon as she gets peckish, I think you're getting eaten by a fucking zombie. But what were you doing in your grandma's dryer? Presumably making quite specialty porn. Don't pretend you don't know that fucking sub-genre.
What do I think about what?
Vaping.
Vaping. Vapping. I think vapping. Fapping is... I'm all in favour. What, vaping as opposed to cigarettes?
Because I got bit in some sort of trend.
It's some kind of trend. The vaping.
When a girl normally goes out, the young girl goes out, it uses spray. Odor.
Hang on a second, this is... I'm made of questions now. Okay. When a young girl goes out, they...
On the bottom, they use the perfume. But now there's a new trend, they use the...
So, girls used to wear perfume. I'm with you so far. And what's happening now? What's this new trend, my friend?
Vaginal fluids.
They use vaginal fluids. Okay. I'm going to let you into a little secret, my friend. Man to man, I don't think anyone else is listening, I'll tell you. Guys really like the smell of pussy. So I could see how that would make sense. No one talks about it because men worry about dick size and women worry about vaginal odour. I'll let you know, ladies, we're fine with it. So who? How do you know this, sir? What's... how are you... Because... The girl in your basement told you? But, you know, you got them in there a couple of years, you get talking. Cool. How do you know this?
I was scrolling.
You were scrolling. Officers, move in, we got him. Oh, my friend, I've scrolled, and I've never come across this. And when I say come across, it's exactly what I mean. So you're saying ladies are going out, young ladies, and instead of putting on some perfume, they're... and they're good to go. Okay. Where's my 17-year-old friend? Where's... I'm not going to embarrass you. I'm not going to embarrass you. I don't know who you're with. Who are you with? Your dad. Do you mind, sir? I'm so sorry to impose. I know you're trying to enjoy your evening, but could you just
let me know.
Oh, wow. I can't tell the future, but I'm fairly sure that's going to be a quiet drive home. They're going to give each other a look after the show that suggests we'll never speak of this again. No, good on you. I'm so sorry.
She's had enough. You did. You're off.
Bye.
That seems like a very...
You all right? Did you not enjoy the show? Or you?
No, I didn't, actually.
You didn't like it?
No.
Oh, well. We're having a great... I'm thanks for taking a chance on it. I appreciate you buying a ticket and coming and giving it a go. Can you have your money back? Oh, no. Do not give her fucking money back. 100% don't give her fucking money back.
No, I'm paid for the attempt, not the jump. I'm like fucking Evel Knievel. I know, is she left on her own? Was she on her own? Was she on her own?
There's three.
And where are the other two?
No way.
Are they gone?
Yeah.
Are they all right?
No.
Not for them?
Not for them.
What were they offended by? Dozy fucking cunts. Watch a clip online before you buy a ticket. Yeah, hatchet-faced bitch. Fucking hell, we've not got to the offensive stuff yet. Sam's not been offended. Although, in fairness, you've not understood a lot of things, have you?